What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon, cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made, cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own, if you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
All right, Live Oak, y'all ready for this round? That fucking sucked. Please remember we're recording all this shit for iHeartRadio, Apple, and Spotify. You can go back and listen to it on the Josh Terry podcast. This is the only place you're going to get to hear any of these original songs tonight until these artists put it out. So please go subscribe to all that shit and everything. So this one right here is my big brother. Y'all give him a round of applause. Mr. Lee Tucker, please.
How about you?
That's about the only thing he gets a round of applause on anymore. Thank you for coming to play. I know you didn't want to. Miss Kaylee Bishop right here. Y'all give her a round of applause. Shit. I still remember you playing the show like a year or so ago. I'm still blown away. I cannot wait. Mr. Jared Hartness, y'all give him a round of applause. And another family member, Mr. Justin Dukes, y'all give him a round of applause. I'll shut up now, Lee. Are you kicking it off?
I don't know.
Well, do what you want to.
You want to start? You want me to start? What you want to do?
You got this, Bubba.
All right, man. Sorry, I forgot. I got to pull this back a little bit. I think that's better. Where's Diego? There he is. Is it okay? All right, cool. Sorry, y'all. This is a song I wrote with Nate Kingan and Trey Landon and Dustin Herring. It's called Ending Starts. If you've ever been in a shitty relationship, you see it ending. That's what this song's about. I say I love you, girl, you say you too. You don't say it the way that you used to. Call me crazy, but I don't think it's a loose screw. I think that I'm about to lose you. I can tell you ain't telling the truth. I don't wanna go, but I don't wanna go through. Feeling that fire burning out, knowing that high is coming down. Cause you ain't even with me, even when you're with me. Only wanna kiss me when you're tipsy on some whiskey. I can see the red flags and the signs. Girl, don't be surprised if I ain't surprised when you pack your bags and you break my heart. Cause I can always tell where the ending starts. Feels like I'm going the wrong way down a one-way. Girl, there's only one way to turn this thing around. Spending every single Sunday praying maybe someday what we lost can still be found. Can't pretend you ain't pretending that it's okay. Hoping it ain't too late. Feeling that fire burning out, knowing that high is coming down. See the red flags and the signs. Girl, don't be surprised.
Christ if I ain't surprised when you pack your bags and you break my heart. 'Cause I can always tell where the ending starts. Where the ending starts. 'Cause when it starts, it's too damn much. And baby, when it stops, it ain't enough. Feeling that fire burning out, knowing that high is coming down. 'Cause you ain't even with me, even when you're with me. Only wanna kiss me when you're tipsy on some whiskey. I can see the red flags and the signs. Girl, don't be surprised if I ain't surprised when you pack your bags and you break my heart. 'Cause I can always tell where the ending starts. Where the ending starts.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
Do
I? I feel bad for that guy. I feel like I need to just sit with that guy at the bar and just talk
drink
to him a little while. All right, Will. Maybe this song is for the guy that song is about.
We need it.
Because I think he needs a little bit of joy in his life. He needs to remember the good times. And I wrote this song with my dear friend Jarrett Hartness, who's sitting right next to me.
Yay.
And I love it so much. And I just hope it blesses you guys tonight. I think we need a lot more good things to talk about. We need a lot more hope. I see you by the bed on your knees, and you're down to your last prayer. You threw your Bible across the room, 'cause you're convinced that he don't care. 'Cause if he did, you wouldn't hurt. Then you look down and see his word that says he's faithful to the end. Well, I've been you, my friend. And after the darkness and a long night, there's a promise of the daylight. So keep your eyes on the sun and you're gonna be okay. Yeah, there's a new hope on the horizon and an end to all that crying. You can't see it now, but tomorrow is on its way. There will be joy, joy in the morning. Every time I threw in the white flag, well, God threw it right back. Said, I'm not done with you yet, child. Come on, let's get on track. Said, I got a promise for your future, and you can bet it's burning bright. Well, now that I'm walking in it, my friend, I can testify that after the darkness and long night, there's a promise of the daylight. So keep your eyes on the sun and you're gonna be okay. Yeah, there's a new hope on the horizon and an end to all that crying. You can't see it now, but tomorrow is on its way. And there will be joy. Joy. Joy in the morning. Yeah, yeah. There's gonna be joy. Come on. There will be joy. there's gonna be joy. I don't care where you've been, there'll be joy. Yeah, there will be joy. Joy in the morning.
Man, I was just sitting here thinking, if y'all ever want to hear something funny, it's me in a writing room with Kaylee trying to hum a melody that we're chasing. Once you hear me sing, you'll realize why that's funny. But, man, it's awesome to be here. I've known all of these guys up here on the stage for a lot of years now, and so Demumbrian was always a special place back in the early days for me in Nashville, and to get to come out here and play for old Josh is a good time, so I'm thankful to be here. I'm going to kick it off with what Josh Terry says is his favorite song. I don't know if it's still true or not, but we'll try it anyway. Check, check, check. I never saw her tail lights in the dark, or bags packed on my porch. I've been up all night, a whiskey-eyed sunrise, and praying she'd show up at my door. Maybe I've seen too many of those L.A. movies before. 'Cause this ain't Hollywood, and this wasn't written for the silver screen. No golden words played part by part. Skipping beans. Right about now they cue the rain for one of those making up, making love scenes. We go down in history, a 10 out of 10 critic acclaim. She tell me that she loved me and we'd be better than good. This ain't she'd be halfway out of town before she caught up with a pass. And she'd run into memories, yeah, break down on the used to be's then. Surely love would bring her back. This ain't Hollywood, and this wasn't written for the silver screen. No golden words played part by part. I'll leave your heart skipping beans. Right about now they cue the rain for one of those making up, making love scenes. We go down in history, a 10 out of 10 critical fame. She tell me that she loved me and we'd be better than good. This ain't Hollywood. Here's a happy ever after, and ending on a good note. Bring on the tears, let the credits roll. Yeah. This ain't Hollywood, and this wasn't written for the silver screen. No golden words played part by part. Leave your heart skipping beats. Right about now they cue the rain for one of those making up, making love scenes. We go down in history, a 10 out of 10 critic acclaim. She tell me that she loved me and we'd be better than good. This ain't Hollywood. Thank y'all. Wrote that with old Justin Dukester's here, y'all.
Mr. Blaine Bunton, too.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to do one me and Jared wrote. Actually, it was during COVID and over the cell phone. And it's the first time I ever done that before. But and actually, Blaine cut it, and it's been a good song for Blaine. The song's called Savannah.
Living hard out on the road ain't easy on a homesick fella. It's a slow drive down 75 and hell getting through Marietta. Been so long since I've seen mamas put my feet on River Stream. I need to see these lights on that welcome sign and feel it all around me. Whoa, Savannah. Savannah, I'm coming home. Your love's much too strong for us to be alone. And oh, Savannah, help me make it through Atlanta. Where you are is where I belong. My Savannah, I'm coming home. Ain't no place or another space could ever do me like she does. Her coastal grace and her warm embrace is better than any bus. 300 miles till Savannah smiles, waiting for me on the front porch swing. I hold her tight and never leave her side, so I won't have to sing. Oh, Savannah. Savannah, I'm coming home. Your love's much too strong for us to be alone. And oh, Savannah, help me make it through Atlanta. Where you are is where I belong. My Savannah, I'm coming home. Lost more of myself than I found. So it's time for these rambling boots to settle down. Whoa, Savannah, Savannah, I'm coming home. Your love's much too strong for us to be alone. And whoa, Savannah, help me make it through damn Atlanta. Where you are is where I belong. Well, my Savannah, I'm coming home. Savannah, I'm coming home. Whoa, I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, sir. How did I not know you were a writer on that? I had no idea you wrote that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to play another sad song. I'm going to play you a song about grandmas, I guess. Pull it back a little bit. Granny didn't always smile this much. It's been pretty hard since Papa left us. Lately you can't help but see the red there in her eyes. Is it that new doctor that she's got? Or maybe something he's prescribed? I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. 'Cause every time that I stop by, she's stuck there in the couch. Dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dough, but now she's rolling up dimes. Got Willie Nelson on and turned up loud. Well, I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house.
Yep. Here we go, verse 2.
I guess it ain't that bad, this getting old. She ain't talking pot roast when she says, I saved you a bowl, sharing peanut butter brittle and giggles by the stove. Well, that's how you know that cookies ain't the only thing getting baked at Grandma's house. Cause every time that I stop by, she's stuck there in the couch, dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dough, but now she's rolling up dimes. Got the Allman Brothers on and turned up loud. I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked in Grandma's house. Well, she knows in a couple days that I'll be coming back to help her in her fight so she can kick glaucoma's ass. She'll pack me up a Tupperware that I can take back home. She says even in the Bible, folks were getting stoned. So I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked at Grandma's house. Cause every time that I stop by, we're stuck there in the couch, dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dough, but now she's rolling up dimes. Got Snoop D-O-double-G turned way up loud. I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked at Grandma's house. Getting baked at Grandma's house. We're getting baked at Grandma's house. And there you go. My song about Grandma.
Is it a true story?
Yes.
Bless it.
No, it's not at all. It took me forever to get somebody to write that song with me. I took it into J.C. Anderson and Matt Rogers. It's like, I'll write the shit out of that. I was like, well, I got the follow-up, and it's called The Screen Door. Ain't the only thing getting banged at Grandma's house, but they wouldn't write that with me, so we wrote that one. She ain't got plastic on her couch for no reason.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. 14 kids, man.
Only you, Lee Tucker, only you.
Yeah. It's good. We need some brevity, something lighthearted. This song, I'm excited. This song is cut by Chancey Williams, and he'll be putting this out soon, but it's called Pearl Snap Preacher. It's all about finding your faith on the farm instead of in a church. He's up on Sunday mornings, tucks his shirt in old blue jeans. The neighbors head to service, boy, that ain't his routine. Leather on his Bible ain't as warm. This pearl snap preacher prays while he works his land. You may not see him in a church pew when the Sabbath rolls around, cause he's the pastor in the pasture on the other side of town. He's riding in that saddle instead of sitting in that chapel. His faith begins with two boots on the ground. Close to his Redeemer, out on the open range, wearing dirt and verses on his rolled-up sleeves. For a pearl snap preacher, that's the only way to believe. The fence line gets a sermon,
the cattle know he's a man of God, 'cause it shows in the way he walks. You may not see him in a church pew when the Sabbath rolls around, 'cause he's the pastor in the pasture on the other side of town. He's riding in that saddle instead of sitting in that chapel. His faith begins with two boots on the ground. He's close to his Redeemer out on the open range, wearing dirt and verses on his rolled up sleeves. For a pearl sap preacher, that's the only way to believe.
Ready, play lead. All right.
He's close to his Redeemer, out on the open range, wearing dirt and verses on his rolled up sleeves. For a pearl snap preacher, that's the only way to believe. For a pearl snap preacher, that's the only way to believe.
I hadn't heard that one. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
I'm going to put that on the list of songs I wish I'd wrote.
Pearl Snap Preacher. I love that song.
My grandpa was a Pearl Snap Preacher, actually. Growing up, he practically raised me, but our lives revolved around Jesus and race cars. My grandpa was a drag racer back in the 60s and 70s. And it was like legit. I mean, they had like a legit racing gang. They had to send state troopers undercover to bust them up. And so racing for me was everything. And when I was 12, he put me in a dirt track car. And we restored a 67 Pontiac GTO together. And so cars were just kind of our connection. But I'm a diehard Chevrolet man, and he was a diehard Ford man. In today's world, I'm not sure that matters, but in his generation, he wouldn't even let me wear a Chevrolet hat or shirt in his house. He was serious about it. And when he passed, I realized that everything I learned in his truck with him. And this one poured out of that. He drove an old Ford truck. Well, it was rough on the ride. Kept a Bible on the dash, a pistol by his side. He said, in this world, well, son, you better be prepared. But with those two things, there's no need to be scared. He kept the radio tuned to 103.1. And when it came to wailing, well, he sang baritone. Buckshot floorboard underneath our feet. Well, I'm a Chevrolet man, but that Ford made me. Well, I guess as a young boy, you don't quite understand how those miles and memories play into God's plan. A Craftsman tool case and a handyman jack, yeah, he kept them both there in the very back. I got a Silverado when I turned 16. I'm a Chevrolet man, but that Ford made me. Well, I guess as a young boy, you don't quite understand how those miles and memories play into God's plan. Well, if you jump in my truck, don't be surprised by the Bible on the dash, his pistol by my side.
when it came to brands, we could never agree. I'm a Chevrolet man, but that Ford made me. I'm a Chevrolet man. Granddaddy's Ford made me. Thank you. Thank y'all.
Jerry Hartness, everybody. Come on. I heard this song a little over a year ago with my buddy Ethan Phillips and Davis Luce. And it's about falling in love on an airplane. And it goes a little like this. It's called Somewhere Over Santa Fe. Departure time, 11 a.m. Hardly any empty seats except the one beside me. That's when I heard a sweet voice say, "Is that seat taken?" I just smiled and said, "It is now." At cruising altitude, she asked what brought you to L.A. So lost in conversation, I said, "Sorry, I never caught your name." She said, "Marina, you know, like Del Rey. I thought the way this is going, it's got me hoping this plane never touches down. The sky blue eyes had my heart in the clouds. Maybe up in the air, but I wonder if she's feeling the same. 'Cause I started falling somewhere over Santa Fe. Said, I bet you got somebody waiting for you at the gate." I winked, said, "No, I don't, unless you beam me off this plane." I mentioned we're getting closer, time's flying by. And to be honest with you, I pray this whole flight of this plane never touches down. Your sky blue eyes have my heart in the clouds. You may be up in the air, but I wonder if you're feeling the same. 'Cause I started falling somewhere over Santa Fe.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
gonna play you one that I wrote with my buddy Nate Kingan. It's called Unwrite Love Letters. We've all had those relationships we could undo, or at least we wish we could. So yeah, that's what this song's about. Feels like it was yesterday. You were my everything. Funny how shit can change that fast. Swear it was an overnight blink of an eye. I know we ain't the first love to burn and crash. That doesn't mean it hurts any less. Makes sense or takes the edge off. That doesn't mean that I ain't been a mess since the day you went and left. Now if I could unmeet you, I could unkiss you, I could ungive you all my time, then I wouldn't need you, I wouldn't miss you like I'm missing you tonight. If I could see my life through some uncried eyes, I'd be feeling a whole lot better. If I could unwrite, if I could unwrite, if I could unwrite love letters. The girl, it wasn't yesterday, more like a year and change. By now I should care, none done, moved on. Baby, that ain't just the case. When my phone rings, I damn near snatch my phone case off. Wishing it was you, you, you. Saying you're a wreck, miss me bad, coming back home. But it isn't you, 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 no. Long story short, you're long gone. If I could unmeet you, I could unkiss you, I could ungive you all my time, then I wouldn't need you, I wouldn't miss you like I'm missing you tonight. If I could see my life through some uncried eyes, I'd be feeling a whole lot better. If I could unwrite, if I could unwrite, if I could unwrite love letters. If I could unwrite. I wanna tear the ink right off the page, smear every heart along the way, cross out the words, story revised, uncross the T's, undot the I's. Well, untell the truth, white out the lies, not give a damn, move on with my life. No more forgiving, no more pretending. Grab a new pen, write a whole different ending. If I could unmeet you, I could unkiss you, I could ungive you all my time, then I wouldn't need you, I wouldn't miss you like I'm missing you tonight. If I could see my life through some uncried eyes, I'd be feeling a whole lot better. If I could unwrite, if I could unwrite, if I could unwrite love letters. If I could unwrite.
Yeah, dude.
Thank y'all.
Lee Tucker, everybody.
Well, it's Jarrett's fault that I'm here, so.
Yay!
Thanks, Jarrett.
Well, we're glad
you're
here,
girl. Thank you for being
here. Yeah, thank you for being here.
I released this song last October, I think. Something like that. I put out a whole album last year. This is all about taking care of people, taking care of the things in your life that you want to last a long time. This is definitely a song where I have to take my own advice. A white picket fence needs repainting. Front porch swing needs rehanging. And every shingle on a roof needs replacing after some time. Hardwood floors will get dusty. That pretty kitchen sink will get rusty. That dreamed of loving won't be trusted before too long. 'Cause something new is bound to get old. No matter what you do, time takes its toll.
Kaylee Bishop, everybody. Yeah. Dukesters, thanks for having me tonight.
Yeah, man. I'm glad to be up here with y'all.
This is a song I've only played out a couple times. In fact, I'm still trying to learn how to play it. My fiance likes to have deep, intimate conversations, and that's not my forte at that. And, one night, she was hounding me with some questions, and it made me mad, to be honest with you. And I dropped her off with her friends where she was going, and I went and drove around for a little while and prayed about it. And I thought, well, I guess I found someone special. I know I found someone special, and I need to quit being hard-headed about it. So I sat down and started this song and sent it to my buddy Matt Jordan, and we finished it, and Matt just cut it, so moral of the story, listen to the women in your life, because good things come from it, I guess. I don't play well with others. I've never fit that mold. I'm better at doing what I want instead of what I'm told. I don't roll with the punches, I throw them right back. Cast me to the wolves, you can bet I'll lead the pack. I keep my nose to the ground, my hopes on a breeze. There's always somewhere around the bend I gotta see. I don't let no one put a chain on me. No one's ever got that close. No harder hand could break me, but I always go for broke. I ain't scared of the junkyard, the bark or the bite. But here I am on your front porch, never put up a fight. For once in my life, I ain't running off. Thank God you got a thing for old stray dogs. Hey. You never tried to fence me, rein in my reckless ways. Here in your arms you gave my restless heart a rest in place. And I could keep on rambling, but what good would it be? 'Cause I found wandering in the wild, it ain't the same as being free. I don't let no one put a chain on me. No one's ever got that close. No heart or hand could break me, but I always go for broke. I ain't scared of the junkyard, the bark or the bite. But here I am on your front porch. I never put up a fight. For once in my life, I ain't running off. Thank God you got a thing for old stray dogs. For once in my life, I ain't running off. Well, thank God you got a thing for old stray dogs. Supposed to have a cool whistling part, but I can't whistle.
Nice.
Thanks, Josh, for having us.
Good job, Garrett. That's
good. Yeah, Josh, thank you so much for having us, Bubba. Y'all stick around. There's more great rounds coming up after us. I'll play y'all one I wrote with Chancey Neal and Hayden Baker last year.
This is a song.
It's called I Can't Fix Everything.
If you got a flat, I'm pretty handy with a wrench. Got a tow strap in the back of my truck if you get stuck in a ditch. I could change the lock at your hole in your wall. If you need just about anything, I'm the one to call. But I can't put my finger on how to bring her back where it all went wrong. I've done all I can do to fix it. Just too many pieces missing. Some things you can't do alone. Like try to repair a broken home. This beats all I've ever seen. Guess I can't fix everything. I've never needed a manual, but I could sure use one now. This is more than I can handle. Can somebody help me out? 'Cause I can't put my finger on. I'll bring her back where it all went wrong. Done all I can do to fix it. Just too many pieces missing. Some things you can't do alone. I try to repair a broken home. This beats all I've ever seen. Guess I can't fix everything. There's nothing that I've torn apart I couldn't put back together. But I'm afraid this old heart may be broke forever. 'Cause I can't put my finger on how to bring her back where it all went wrong. I've done all I can do to fix it. There's just too many pieces missing. Some things you can't do alone. Like try to repair a broken home. This beats all I've ever seen. Guess I can't fix everything. This beats all I've ever seen. Guess I can't fix everything.
Yeah, Justin Duke.
Thank you so much, y'all. Appreciate it. Y'all stick around.
Woo! Are y'all having fun so far? Can I get a hell yeah real quick on the count of three because we're recording? One, two, three. Thank y'all very much. Y'all can listen back to this shit on iHeartRadio and Apple and Spotify next week. Just go subscribe to the Josh Terry Podcast. We still got 2 more hours of this shit. And it's a special guest. But I want y'all to give it up real fast for Mr. Lee Tucker on the end. That's the applause he deserves. Miss Kaylee Bishop, y'all better do better than that for her. Jared Hartness, round of applause. And Justin Dukes with that heater at the end. Y'all give him a round of applause. Thank you all to sponsors. We'll be right back with the next round in just a minute. It's only going to get better, folks. And that was pretty damn good.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.